Well, Calvin, thanks for joining us here at Golfers on Golf today. And it looks like you got quite a project going on with the building of the new Course 8 cottages. And I know for a while that Pinehurst has wanted to build some rooms with a view of golf. And it looks like you've accomplished that with this new project.
Yeah, we're very excited about this one. We worked tirelessly for months in the design process of establishing from a site perspective where we're going to have them, what the views were going to be, and what the floor plans were going to be. So we're really excited to have these kicked off and ready to open here in the next few months.
Well, the cul-de-sac, we'll call it, of these cottages is located within course number 8. And so rooms with a golf view, and I know the resort's been looking to do that for a while, and the construction's gone on. The shells of these buildings are up. Some of the inside is done, but not quite ready to move in yet. Tell us about where the construction phase is at.
So the plan is to have the first five of the units ready to go and occupied by May 1st. So we're working towards that goal. We have several of the units further than others, as happens in a phased project like this. That's kind of the goal, is to have a majority of them open by May 1st. Some others will lag behind. We have a Centennial Cottage that will is a larger one, will open October 1st. And we have another small unit that will be scheduled at the end of June to open.
And you have a center area in the middle of the cottages, and it seems like a perfect location for either daytime or nighttime putting.
Yeah, we have so we're about a 7,500 square foot green with a pavilion that's on it, two fire pits, and be some lights that'll be out there so you can putt it at night. Unfortunately, due to timing, we won't have those that green ready to go until the fall because of how long it's going to take into the growing season for when we can get greens sprigged and what it takes to do that. But yeah, we're excited about that too. It's going to be a great addition to that that whole experience.
Well, tell us a little bit about the inside designs. I know that when we walked through, you talked about some wet bars. You talked about pool rooms. You talked about a lot of queen-size beds and bedrooms. So you can host groups, I believe, up to 16 people in the same cottage. And of course, there's some patios out there where people can watch the golfers on Course 8.
Yeah, so we have some 4-bedroom units and some 8-bedroom units, as you mentioned, and all of them have double queen beds. And it's designed so that they can be used as a unit. So it's not renting individual rooms; it's renting the cottage. So the cottages will have areas with inside dining. There's going to be some outdoor porch furniture. We will have some little golf cubbies. So if you have your golf clubs with you, you can store those right in inside the unit. And then a billiard table that we have in most of the units that will for some nighttime fun if you're not out on the putting green.
Well, I know that you're not far from the course number 8 clubhouse. There's been some improvements made there, but if you got a group and you run out of anything from a bottle of water to some needed beer or a bottle of something, is it possible just to call up to the clubhouse and have them come down with the cart and drop off food and beverage?
Sure, and even a step above that, one of the things that we're talking through on this is that you'd have access to a golf concierge, so somebody that, as you've been part of that process. If you've rented one of these, there's a person that's kind of going to be assigned to be your liaison, and they'll help to manage all that for you.
Well, what's one of the things that maybe stands out or is maybe even a little different than cottages you've seen at other destination properties?
So these are kind of a with the Village of Pinehurst having like a New England style design of how the roads were planned. That was part of the conversation of the aesthetics of the colors of the outsides. So that'll be kind of unique. It'll be a little bit lighter, brighter, soft pastel colors on the exteriors, the interiors. Just a really nice finish level that we went with. So a lot of trim detail. That'll be in them. The showers are an incredible experience because you'll have a rain head a handheld and in a regular shower head, all designed to be used at once or independently, however you want to do them. You can adjust them all independently. So the shower experience is probably one of the things that's going to be unique in these, and that was a, kind of a driver of some of the design.
What if your group's larger than 16? Did you say you're bringing 32 or 48? Is it possible to maybe rent out 2-3 cottages at a time and get your whole group together in the same area?
Oh, of course, yeah. That's something that we're already talking with groups about that have larger groups. So that's already discussions. The unique thing is the one cottage that we mentioned earlier, the Centennial Cottage, would presumably be open October 1st. It has a great common area down below that's unlike anything else that we have. It would have a golf simulator as part of the discussion, a big theater type area, not necessarily a theater, but a large screen area for people to be down, as well as a pool table and a gaming table, any kind of a big play space. And that would be ideal for larger groups to kind of congregate, as that being their main space if you have a larger group.
Well, I know you've got a few years to think about it, but U.S. Opens are no stranger to Pinehurst, and they're coming back again in just 4 years, back-to-back U.S. Opens. And, you know, sometimes these players come in and they're looking to rent a house because they're bringing their family, they're bringing their kids, they're bringing their coaching team, the mental guy, the swing guy, the fitness guy. Looks like you could put a player and his entire entourage in one of these cottages and have everybody stay together.
You could. I mean, that's nothing that's been part of a discussion that I've been a part of, but that certainly is a great idea. So, but yeah, that's absolutely something that could happen.
Okay. Any other things that traveling golfers and groups may want to know about these places if they're coming down with a group and they're looking forward to getting up in the morning and looking out the window and seeing a golf course here at Pinehurst?
No, I mean, I think our hope is that when they come out here that they'll fall in love with the views, fall in love with the experience. I think this is we're super excited here to have this. This project underway and in development and ready to open. So that's the it's going to be a great experience, and we can't wait for people to have that experience.
Kelvin Berkeley, Director of Planning and Projects, thanks for joining us here at Golfers on Golf.